This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service is warning of a sprawling snowstorm rolling across the country. It may make travel dangerous, they say. Parts of the Midwest and the East Coast may get heavy snow. In fact, this morning, a Delta Airlines passenger jet slid off an icy taxiway at the Kansas City, Missouri airport. Nobody injured, as far as we know. They've already gotten several feet of snow in parts of Washington state. Power's off for many outside Seattle. Some have run out of food and other supplies. Jonathan Streeter lives in Skykomish, Washington, about an hour and a half east of Seattle.
We can't call 911. We're running out of supplies. The water's not working. So it's coming a crisis.
It's a crisis of another sort in the other Washington, where the impeachment drama has now moved to the Senate.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani is in Washington.
It was a day full of extraordinary scenes in the Senate chamber.
With the permission of the Senate, I will now read the articles of impeachment.
Starting with Congressman Adam Schiff and six other House prosecutors presenting the Senate with the articles, accusing the president of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Will all senators now stand or remain standing? And raise their right hand.
And Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in lawmakers who will serve as jurors, reciting an oath calling on them to do impartial justice. Not long after, the president predicted a speedy trial.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Complaining to reporters in the Oval Office, it's taking attention away from things like the USMCA trade deal, which the Senate passed. Opening statements will start Tuesday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Louvre Museum in Paris has been shut down as protesters block the entrance. They're angry that the government plans to change the pension system. This is AP News. A new legal move in the Harvey Weinstein rape trial in New York.
Lawyers for the disgraced movie mogul say they want the judge to put jury selection for the Harvey Weinstein case on hold. They also want to see the case moved out of New York City, where Weinstein both lives and did business as a movie producer. Weinstein's attorneys say publicity over the case and protesters outside the Manhattan courthouse have made the case what they call a media and entertainment circus. Weinstein's attorneys made a similar move back in October. It was rejected. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Construction of new homes surged in December to the highest level in 13 years, capping a year in which falling mortgage rates and a strong labor market helped to lift the prospects of the housing industry. Housing construction has been rising since July, helped by those falling mortgage rates and the increased demand as the unemployment rate approached a half-century low. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.